Adius Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis, getting into the subject of the very famous gourmet dish of pickled grasshoppers. The Torah says that certain species of grasshoppers and winged swarming things are allowed to be eaten. Locusts, certain types of varieties, grasshoppers, but not all grasshoppers are tahar, some of them are treif. And at the time of the Mishnah, they could distinguish between them, and they used to pickle them in brine, because, of course, who wouldn't? Hey, had Rabbi Tzadok al tzir chagovim temeim shahu tahar. Rabbi Tzadok testified that the pickling brine, the juice of pickled grasshoppers that were treif grasshoppers, but the brine is tahar because pickling does not make things ready to be hechsher l'tumah. There are seven liquids that when they fall on something make something hechsher l'tumah. Dew, water, wine, oil, blood, milk, and bee honey. But pickled forbidden grasshopper brine is not one of these liquids, and so it doesn't prepare anything to become tameh. So you can even eat it because it's nothing but moisture. Shem Mishnah Rishona, because the earlier Mishnah, the Mishnah earlier generations, has stated chagavim tmeim shenich bishu im chagavim tahorim, forbidden grasshoppers, tameh grasshoppers that have been preserved in the same brine with kosher grasshoppers, lo pasul tziran, they do not make the tzir, the brine, unfit for people to eat. And so you can go right ahead. On the other hand, the Chachamim learned from the fact that it's a mixture with the brine, the Chachamim learned that if it was brine that only came from tamei grasshoppers, it would be forbidden. But Rabbi Tzadok tells us in this Mishnah not, that even if it just comes from tameim, it is not forbidden. Next Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel. Hey, at Rabbi Tzadok al zochalin sherabu al hanotvin. Now, this is a Mishnah that's also quoted in Mikvaos. Flowing water that's flowing in a channel on the ground, like a river or a stream, has the same properties as a spring, which cleanses while it's flowing, regardless of how much water is coming out. And you don't have to have 40 sug gathered in one place like a mikvah. You can use these waters to prepare the mechatos, the ashes of the red cow, that are used for taharing purposes. You can use them for a zav and a mitzora, to be tovel in them. On the other hand, dripping water, not flowing water, but dripping water, is like a mikvah, and it has to have at least 40 sug gathered in one place. Otherwise, it's not metaher. So Rabbi Tzadok testified that flowing waters, zochalin, are metaher as long as they've exceeded the dripping water. So if you have a mixture of flowing water and dripping rainwater, then the water is considered a spring and can be used for tahora, for example, for rezav over mitzora, as long as it's flowing. Maisahaya, and in fact, there was an actual story, Biras Hapilya, in a place called Biras Hapilya, and Uva Maisalif Mechachamim, and the story came from the Chachamim, and somebody had been titled in it, and Nechshiruhu, and they said it's Tahar. As long as the flowing water is more than the rainwater in this mixture, it's going to be Metaher, even if it's not 40 saw all gathered in one place, and Rabbi Tzadok testifies that that, in fact, is Halacha L'maisa.